Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling the source material you shared on that big shift for residential brokers in Australia. Moving into commercial finance, right? It's a lucrative area, so what's the roadmap? What specialized knowledge do you absolutely need? Like, right now?
Lucrative is definitely the word. The opportunity is, well, immense.
How immense are we talking?
Look at the numbers. Just in the 6 months to September 2024, settled commercial loans jumped to $22.69 billion. That's a 31% increase year on year.
Wow, okay. 31%.
Yeah, huge. So the potential's clearly there. But, and this is the big but, there's a pretty significant skill gap we need to talk about.
Okay, let's define that gap. What's the fundamental hurdle, the biggest mental shift for someone coming from residential?
It's the whole focus, really. Residential lending, that's all consumer-driven. You're thinking NCCP compliance, household debt, affordability for the individual.
But standard stuff for resident brokers.
Exactly. Commercial lending, though, it flips entirely. It becomes enterprise-focused. You stop looking just at the person and start digging into the business itself.
So scrutinizing viability, cash flow.
Precisely. Business viability, operational cash flow, how assets can be realized. It just demands a completely different analytical toolkit. You need it straight away.
Which logically leads to accreditation.
Yeah.
That seems like the first step. We're seeing mentions of CFBA, the Commercial and Asset Finance Brokers Association, and their PACEY premium program quite a bit.
Absolutely. Spot on. Think of CFBA membership, especially that PACE program, as like a credibility accelerator. It's crucial.
How so? Does it actually open doors?
It can. See, many lenders, ANZ is a good example, often want maybe 2 years of solid commercial experience before they'll give you full panel accreditation.
Which is tough if you're just starting the transition.
Right. But having that CFBA membership, it can often bridge that gap. It shows a commitment, a level of foundational knowledge, and can get you access to those lender panels much sooner.
Okay, so accreditation helps get you in. But then there's the regulatory side. Moving away from residential means, well, the safety net changes, doesn't it?
It disappears, more like. The National Consumer Credit Protection Act, the NCCP, and that statutory best interests duty, or BID, largely gone in commercial deals.
That sounds like a bit of a shock to the system for brokers used to that framework.
It absolutely is. Your responsibility shifts dramatically. You move away from these prescriptive rules, you know, the tick-a-box stuff, towards a higher common law obligation. It's more like a fiduciary duty.
So the onus is really on your professional expertise.
Massively. And specifically, if you're touching asset-based lending, you must get your head around the PPSA, the Personal Property Securities Act.
PPSA. Okay, why is that so critical?
Because if you fail to correctly register a security interest on the PPSA register for, say, equipment finance, you've basically just created a legal landmine.
How bad are we talking?
The entire transaction could be at risk, worst case. The security fails, and the loan effectively becomes unsecured. It's a fundamental piece of the puzzle.
Okay, so mastering PTSA is non-negotiable for securing the loan. Once that's handled, what are lenders actually looking for? Where are they comfortable putting their money in this sort of flight to quality environment?
Lenders are definitely being selective. They're favoring assets tied to, let's say, economic infrastructure and things that keep supply chains running smoothly.
Makes sense. So what sectors specifically?
Top of the list right now, industrial and logistics. Warehousing, distribution centers, that sort of thing. Huge demand.
Okay, industrial and logistics. What else?
Close behind is residential development, but specifically built to sell and built to rent projects. So if you're transitioning, targeting clients in those sectors first, that's a smart strategic move.
Got it. Focus on high demand areas. And it's not just finding the client, right? The sources talk about loan structuring mastery.
Yes, that's key. It's moving beyond just a simple mortgage structure. You need to strategically balance secured loans, which, remember, need that PPSA compliance, but generally offer lower capital costs.
Lower costs, more compliance hoops.
Exactly. Balance those against unsecured options. They might be faster to get approved, quicker funding, but they're inherently riskier for the lender, which means more expensive for your client.
Right. And this brings us to the diagnostic tools. You mentioned a different analytical toolkit earlier. What's the core of that?
Okay, this is probably the single biggest aha moment for anyone coming from residential. Forget the profit and loss statement as your primary guide.
Wait, really? The P&L residential brokers live and die by the P&L.
I know. But in commercial, it's secondary. The single most important document you need to master is the cash flow statement.
Okay, explain that. How can profit be secondary? How do you explain that liquidity difference?
Because a business can look fantastic on paper, really profitable P&L, right? But it could be drowning in a cash crisis because its customers take 120 days to pay their invoices.
Poor liquidity kills it.
Precisely. The P&L tells you if they made money over a period. The cash flow statement tells you if they actually have the cash today to pay their bills, service debt, make payroll.
So the broker's job shifts again.
Absolutely. You have to use cash flow analysis, forecasting even, to audit their operational efficiency before you even think about structuring the deal. Are they using modern cloud accounting? What are their debt collection processes like? You might need to help them stabilize things first.
Okay, pulling this all together then. For you, the broker making this move, success seems to hinge on a few key mandates.
Definitely. First, embrace that regulatory specificity master things like PPSA. Second, focus your expertise. Target those high-demand sectors like industrial and logistics.
And third,
make rigorous cash flow analysis your absolute core diagnostic tool. Understand the cash, not just the profit.
So let's end on this thought. The sources are highlighting that tech, fintech, AI, it's all automating the simpler stuff, right? Compliance checks, KYC.
Yeah, the commodity tasks are getting automated fast.
But complex commercial deals, they still seem very relationship-based, very bespoke. So if automation is handling the box checking,
then where does the broker add value?
Exactly. What does this mean for you? It suggests, doesn't it, that the successful commercial broker needs to invest even more in the strategic side. The art of negotiation, bespoke deal structuring.
That's precisely it. That's where you justify your expertise. It's less about form filling, more about strategic advisory and deal making. That's the future value.